Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about art, you know, ways of expressing yourself in various forms. And, of course, music is an art. And maybe you're not good at a musical instrument. Maybe you're good at singing. So maybe you ought to consider a cappella. Maybe you've heard of that, a cappella. I've heard of this for some time. I'm not too familiar with it, but it does sound similar to something I saw back in my hometown, the barbershop quartet, where you got four guys, or it could be four women or four people, singing together in four-part harmony. A cappella, though, seems like it's taking it to the next step, doing more than just that.
Well, I think what we're talking about in this particular article are those groups that have one of the guys who's doing the percussion with his voice, you know, acting like a beatbox. But that doesn't necessarily mean a cappella. I sang for years in an a cappella choir. We toured the world. But a cappella simply means there's no accompaniment with you. You don't have any instrumental accompaniment, whether that's a piano or an orchestra or whatever. So people who sing in a cappella groups have to have really good pitch. Because if you start singing flat, it's just a mess.
It's not going to work.
Yeah,
you got to have perfect pitch, huh?
No, you don't have to have perfect pitch, but you have to sing in tune. So we're going to talk about some of these popular groups nowadays, especially the guys, where they'll have the lead vocal, a harmony, a guy who sings really low is the bass.
Blah, blah,
but
then
someone else is coming up with the beatbox, kind of the percussion sounds. Yeah.
Something like that.
I was telling Tom about this guy who gave a TED Talk. Look him up. He's an amazing talent with his mouth. He can actually do different instruments and that percussion at the same time in his mouth. It's amazing. He's Australian. Check him out. TED Talks. He's one of the top 20 of all time. That's how good he is. But anyway, we're going to read through this first, talk about some of these terms for these smaller groups. You know, the groups of like four. You have to have at least four. And then we'll be back.
Making your way along a busy sidewalk crowded with shoppers and street performers, you hear the faint sound of a band playing nearby. You finally reach the music's source, only to discover there are no instruments in sight. In fact, standing before you is an a cappella group. A cappella, Italian for by way of the chapel, originally referred to music sung in a small church without accompanying instruments. Nowadays, a cappella groups perform all over and sing a variety of musical styles. At the minimum, a cappella groups are composed of members who cover the fundamentals, lead vocals, harmony, bass, and sometimes vocal percussion. Many groups are much larger, however, with the other members covering any additional vocal needs. As the rhythm section, bass, and percussion vocalists form the backbone of the group. The bassists mimic the bass guitar, while percussionists play the role of a drum kit, both keeping the group in time. The lead vocalist sings the melody, and the remaining vocalists sing the harmony, complementing the lead vocalist's voice. Singing a cappella is about more than hitting the right notes, though. Besides covering a huge range in pitch, keeping the beat, and creating harmonies, all without standing out from one another, group members must be able to analyze music. After listening to a song's original arrangement, members need to come up with their individual parts, whether instrumental or vocal, adjust their voices to blend, and then mimic the sound perfectly. Finally, the best groups add a personal spin to their songs, making them their own. Only when these requirements are met can a cappella groups start transforming conventional songs into remarkable vocal creations, striking a chord with even the most indifferent listeners.
Okay, guys, so we've got a cappella groups who give it their all. If you give something your all, you put all of your effort into something to make it succeed. So we're going to be talking about some a cappella groups. In particular, the more popular a cappella groups that don't sing classical music but are singing pop songs on the pop charts. And they have somebody in their group as a good beatboxer. Beatboxing is when you make that percussive sound with your mouth. That's very popular these days. So Making your way along a busy sidewalk crowded with shoppers and street performers, you hear the faint sound of a band playing nearby. So if some sort of sound that you're listening to is being described as faint, it's really quite light. It's hard to hear it. It's not very strong. So you hear the faint sound of a band playing nearby. You think it's a band, at least, based on what your ears are picking up. You finally reach the music's source, where the music's coming from, only to discover there are no instruments in sight. It's just some people standing there, and they're producing a sound that actually sounds like they have accompaniment to their singing. In fact, it says standing before you is an a cappella group.
That's what is standing in front of you. So, of course, these groups are giving it their all. They're trying their best to make something rather unique. So this is probably happening in a city. You're walking on the busy sidewalk. There's shoppers all over the place, street performers. You hear that faint sound. Hey, where's that sound coming from? It's a faint sound. It's barely audible. And you reach the source, and of course, there are no instruments in sight, just some people there standing there making all these sounds. So I guess as we're going to find out, someone does the percussion, somebody does the bass, somebody sings the lead role. There's somebody doing harmony. There could be more than one part of harmony. And that basically is the definition of an a cappella group.
Probably the most famous a cappella group in the world is a classical group that have been together at least 30, 40 years, the King Singers from England. They're four men, but it's strictly classical. The group we're talking about in this particular lesson, it's pop music, more pop sounding. We've got this word a cappella, which is Italian. I thought growing up it just meant singing with just your voice, no instrument. But it does. This cappella actually is an Italian word for chapel, where churches will have their meetings. Most Italians are Catholic. They're Christians and they're Catholics. So they would have beautiful music. One of the a cappella groups I sang with in New York City, there were like 16 of us. Sometimes we only had 8 of us. But you really had to be a good musician and sing in tune to even be considered to be in an a cappella group. Sometimes those pianos or accompanying instruments help you keep with the beat. So you're keeping the beat going and it helps you sing in tune a little better. So remember, a cappella, which is an Italian phrase, it's not one word. It's A and then a separate C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A, a cappella. There are no accompanying instruments. And sometimes that is simply a piano, but a lot of times you'll have a small orchestra accompanying you. Or if you're singing more pop music, maybe you have a band behind you. But if you're being accompanied, you're not a cappella.
Yeah, I was wondering if that's the strict definition. If there's some kind of accompaniment, like a piano or something,
yeah,
then it's not a cappella.
No.
It's something else. Okay, so again, the word a cappella is from Italian. Cappella, I guess, means chapel,
yeah,
a small church. And it originally referred to music sung in a small church without accompanying instruments. Boy, that word is really hard to say. Accompanying.
Yeah.
Accompanying. I remember when I was in a high school band, and of course, we would try to play at a contest or something,
yeah,
like that. I played the tuba, and you'd have the sheet music there, and it would say, oh, the name of the song with piano accompaniment. And I could never really say that word. It's kind of hard to say.
It is.
Accompaniment, which means the piano is playing along with you.
Yeah, or you could ask a friend who plays the piano, hey, will you accompany me? I want to sing a solo. I just did a couple of solos last month, and I asked two people to accompany me. Usually a soloist isn't singing a cappella, although I've had to do that at some funerals, which isn't very fun. Okay, so let's move on. Nowadays, we're talking about current, more modern groups, modern music. A cappella groups perform all over and sing a variety of musical styles. I will say, Tom, when I was maybe, you know, growing up and in elementary school, there weren't many a cappella groups at all. There was the King Singers, but like I said, they're strictly classical. But nowadays, especially I would say in the last 15 years, we've had a lot of popular groups get together and sing a cappella. One of the best ones out there, guys, that I can recommend is called Pentatonix, P-E-N-T-A-T-O-N-I-X. They're on YouTube. You can listen for free. There are four guys and one girl. They're really, really great. I think you'll enjoy that. But you can even look up lists of, like, I'm looking at a website that's the top 10 a cappella groups. Check out some of these groups. Some of them, for example, I know a country western group. They just focus on country western. They're really good. Tom was talking about barbershop quartets. Those were groups when we were young, right? When we were growing up, that would sing more old-fashioned music, you know, or even country western. But the groups nowadays, they're adding that wonderful element of the beatboxing. Beatboxing is when you create the percussion sound with your mouth only.
Yeah, someone would have to educate me. I don't really understand why they need to do that, but I guess it's some kind of magic with a human voice or something.
Because it gives you more of a hard beat, which is appealing to young people.
Isn't that what the drums are for?
Yeah,
why have somebody mimic the drums when you can actually have the real thing?
Because they're a cappella.
Because they're a cappella. Oh, okay, fine. Well, yeah. I've been educated. But in any case, yes, indeed, they perform all over the world, and they sing lots of styles. And at the minimum, or at the very basic form, here, a cappella groups are composed of members who cover the fundamentals. So here we've got the phrase to be composed of, which means that is what forms the group. You need to have these elements or these building blocks in order to have an a cappella group. It's composed of members at the minimum, which means that's the basic requirement here. And they cover the fundamentals or the basics of singing here. We've got lead vocals, we've got harmony, bass, and sometimes vocal percussion. So those are the basics, the fundamentals that you need to have in an a cappella group.
Yeah, if you're learning something for the first time, maybe you're studying painting or drawing, I have no skill in that area. What I would do is I would find a class or a teacher who would teach me the fundamentals producing art on paper or a canvas. So the fundamentals are the most basic skills you need in any sort of hobby, or maybe even if you're trying to get a job in a new industry, you need to know the fundamentals before someone will hire you. So here are the fundamental parts of an a cappella group. Lead vocals, you're singing the melody, you could say. If you're the lead vocalist, you get to sing the part that everybody recognizes as the melody or the tune. And then there's someone who usually is singing harmony most of the time. Usually the person with the best voice is the lead vocalist, and then the others will be singing the harmony. Harmony, bass is also a part that's considered harmony, believe it or not. And then you've got this vocal percussion. I mentioned that guy at the start of the show that did a TED Talk, and he was a great beatboxer. I just looked up his name. His name is Tom Thumb, T-H-U-M. And his talk is called The Orchestra in My Mouth. I really encourage people to go and watch that. It's amazing. This guy can produce several sounds simultaneously at the same time in his mouth.
Indeed. So that is an example of the style of a cappella. And, of course, our article here is giving us a basic definition of what an a cappella group is, but as you've been explaining there, it can be done in many different ways. One person could do it, or you could have a larger group as well, but at least according to our article here, you could have these members who cover the basics or the fundamentals, the lead, the harmony, the bass going really low, and of course the percussion, stuff like that.
One popular group that people have heard of is NSYNC.
Insane.
Not all of their songs are a cappella. Sometimes they have a band playing with them, but a lot of them are. And they'll have that the one guy who's doing the percussion, you know, as the accompaniment.
Indeed. So again, here, according to the article, I guess in some situations, you got to have the basic fundamentals here, the lead vocals, harmony, bass, and vocal percussion. But again, this is flexible. You don't necessarily need the percussion, or you could have more people in the band. And we'll talk about some of this definition in just a couple of seconds. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, let's continue with our lesson, the second part for today. We're talking about a cappella. And you may have heard people singing a cappella. If you're walking on a crowded sidewalk with shoppers and street performers, perhaps there are people here in Taiwan who perform a cappella in public. Maybe you're at the Huashan, if you're there. Maybe there are people there singing in a cappella. I don't know. I haven't heard any street performers doing a cappella. Have you heard anybody singing a cappella in public here in Taiwan?
No, I haven't. But I've seen street performers that bring their own, you know, accompaniment with them. But no, I haven't, actually. Mm. It's hard. You have to be a really good musician. So many groups are much larger than, say, your fundamental group that we talked about being made up of or composed of members. The other members in a larger group would just cover different vocal parts. Maybe you've got, you know, 10 sopranos, 10 altos, and maybe you have a mixed group. You don't have to have just all guys or all girls. You can mix them. Now, is the rhythm section. The rhythm is what keeps the beat for you. We've got bass and percussion vocalists form the backbone of the group. We use that word backbone to talk about something that really is a support for a larger system. If we didn't have our backbone or our spine, we wouldn't be able to stand or walk or sit. So if you're forming the backbone, you're kind of the foundation, you could say, of the group. You're giving them that rhythm and that percussive sound. Percussive is an adjective for percussion. You've got bassists. A bass vocalist has the lowest voice of all the voices, and he might mimic the bass guitar. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, they'll often do, especially in country western, they'll do that a lot. If you mimic simply means you're copying something. You could call someone a good mimic. Oh, wow. He's a really good mimic. There are actors out there who are really good at mimicking other actors' voices. And sometimes even characters from movies. Benedict Cumberbatch, who's a big star right now, does a very, very good Chewbacca from Star Wars, that big furry animal.
Right. That would be an impression. I think there are actors who do impressions of other actors and stuff like that. But what they're doing is mimicking other actors or animals or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Animals, too.
We could say parrots mimic speech, for example. Probably want a cracker. That would be a parrot mimicking speech. So, yes, they mimic the bass guitar. They try to sound like a bass guitar. And then we've got percussionists. Okay, they handle the rhythm, the drums and stuff like that. They pretend that they're a drum kit, you know, with the bass drum, the snare, the hi-hat, the cymbals and stuff like that. And they both keep the group in time. They're the rhythm section there. And the lead vocalist sings the melody and the remaining vocalists sing the harmony, complementing the lead vocalist's voice. So I guess if I sing lead vocal on a Christmas song, say, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, and somebody would do the harmony, which would be jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way. That would be the harmony part. And then, of course, you've got other stuff going on there as well. Harmony can be more than just one part. You can be slightly higher, slightly lower, etc. It's kind of complicated, but I guess a cappella does a good job of harmonizing everything.
There's a guy on YouTube that I like who just sings with his own voice, and he sings 8 different parts. A cappella, no instruments. He's pretty amazing. There's some really talented people on YouTube. This word compliment, if you don't see it spelled, you might think I'm saying the word compliment that means, oh, I like your shirt. Oh, you look handsome today. That's a different spelling, but the pronunciation is the same. To compliment with an E means that you go along very well with something else. For example, I think that navy and a really bright white really complement each other. They look good together. Or my mother had black hair, and I thought that when she wore red, it really complemented her hair color and her skin color very well. Well, compliment here just means really is suited to the lead vocalist voice. It makes them sound better. So you want people in your group that really complement each other, that when you blend together, you make each other sound better.
Indeed. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it's the final paragraph for today. It says, singing a cappella is about more than hitting the right notes, though. Okay, so of course, if you want to be a good a cappella singer, you've got to have the right pitch, the right rhythm, the right sense of music and stuff like that. But there's more to a cappella than getting the notes right, though, than hitting those right notes, being in tune and stuff like that. There are other things you need to consider.
You've got to be able to have a pretty good vocal range, which means you can sing high notes and low notes and everything in between. That means you have a good range. People who have a good range are really helpful if you have this kind of a cappella group. You have to sing in tune or, you know, sing where you're not too high or too low for the note. You're in tune. You have to keep the beat, stay with the rhythm.And you also have to hear and create harmonies. Not everyone can do that. So all of this has to be done without standing out from the group. You don't want to stand out. You want to blend. You want everyone to focus on the whole sound and not just one person, unless your lead vocalist is singing solo for a bit of the song. That happens. Group members have to be able to analyze music. A lot of these groups, they're good musicians. They can read music.They can write it. Usually they take an original song that's probably been recorded as a solo, and then they try to come up with a lot of harmony that works together, and that's their own arrangement.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty creative, of course. They can take a familiar song and then they can do all sorts of things with it.
Yeah.
That's probably the excitement of a cappella. Gee, I've never heard that song done that way before. How creative, how imaginative, how innovative. So, yes, indeed, of course, it's kind of a team project here. They need to have teamwork here because they don't want to stand out from one another, unless, of course, they want to emphasize a solo from time to time.
Yeah.
And, of course, the group members, of course, have to figure out exactly what they're going to do. They must be able to analyze music. So maybe they're going to do a version of, I don't know, a Taylor Swift song or something like that. So they listen to it and they analyze it. Okay, here she's singing kind of low. Here it's kind of fast. We could add this here. We could take this part out. We could add some rhythm here, et cetera, et cetera. They analyze it. They take a look at it. They examine it. They make some conclusions about it. If you analyze data, for example, maybe you conduct a survey asking people what their favorite music is or something. You get all the data back and then you analyze it in the computer and try to make some conclusions.
Yeah, a lot of people will use Excel, the software to analyze financial sheets at companies. So there's a lot of ways to analyze something. Like Tom said, figure it out, study it, see what it really does mean. The members in the group will have to come up with their own individual parts. So if you're singing tenor, you're going to have to come up with your harmony. If you're singing a baritone, which is a little higher than bass, you're going to come up with your part. Some of these groups don't write their arrangements by themselves. Like NSYNC, they had someone who wrote all their arrangements for them. But if you've got a really good group and this is your job, you know, you're performers, you probably are able to come up with your own part. And some of them are actually...performing an instrumental part with their voice, which is fun to hear. Or maybe they're just singing and they're acting as just vocalists. And what they need to do is adjust their voices so they blend together so that not one person is singing too loudly or too softly. That's a big part of this. And then mimic the sound perfectly. I mentioned that Tom Thumb, what he does is mimic instruments as well. So some of these guys are really good at not just percussion, but some of them can sound like instruments using just their vocal cords.
This kind of makes me think of local pop music, especially the Korean bands, where they have like, you know, six or seven really cute girls.
SHINee or Super Junior.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen the girls. I only watched the boys.
Yeah, they're the boy bands and the girl bands. And I think, hey, I wonder if they try to do a cappella with those groups. I kind of doubt it, though. I think they just want to have different dance routines and have all the girls in the audience scream at them. But it's an idea, you know, maybe you could take some of those cute boys or cute girls and make them sing a cappella, and it would be more entertaining that way. But again, these are some of the elements of singing a cappella, taking the song and making it your own, or who knows, maybe they can produce some original music as well.
Yeah.
And finally, the best groups add a personal spin to their songs, making them their own. So yeah, it's one thing to, you know, change a song and add certain things to it, but you still got to make it individual or unique, okay? It makes the song identifiable if you hear the song on the radio and you go, oh, I know that band. That's such and such. That's their style. That's the way they do things. And so you want to make it your own, make it unique.
Yeah. For any performer, you're wanting to come up with your own special sound so that people hear you and don't think, oh, she sounds just like Taylor Swift. That's not the point. You want to come up with something that's unique, right? So finally, the best groups add that personal spin to their songs, making them their own. Only when these requirements are met...Can a cappella groups start transforming conventional songs into remarkable vocal creations, striking a chord with even the most indifferent listeners? Mm. While we were on a break, I found the name of another a cappella group that I really, really loved. I found them when I was still living in New York. They were called Rockapella, and they did a coffee commercial. They were hired to do a coffee commercial a cappella, which was really a popular commercial for a while. Again, Rockapella, all you have to do is look up on Google, look up most popular a cappella groups. Take a listen. They all have their own unique way of singing and performing, and you'll probably find something that you like better than other people. But it's a fun area of music for sure.
Well, I can tell you are very excited about it.But I have to apologize. I don't know much about it myself. You know, I like instruments. I like a guitar and a bass and drums and stuff like that. Voice, you know, it seems kind of wimpy to me. Mm. But in any case here, who knows? Some of these songs would strike a chord with people. Uh-huh. That's an interesting phrase to use here. A chord, of course, is a combination of two or more sounds that do sound good together. Of course, the first time I played an E chord on a guitar, boy, that sounded really great. All those notes sounding together. So in this particular case, though, if something strikes a chord with you, it's like a perfect idea. You like the idea. It sounds really good to you, and it really means a lot to you.
Yeah. Oh, if it strikes a chord with you, it feels like you can really relate, right? So out of some of these groups that you'll find online, a lot of them just have YouTube channels, guys, because nowadays you can make a living if you have your own YouTube channel. Maybe some that you listen to in the next couple of days will really strike a chord with you, and you find a group that you can follow in the future, which is always fun. I didn't know about Pentatonix until, I would think, maybe 5 years ago. I'd never heard of them, but they're awesome. So there are some groups out there that are really talented that you're going to want to listen to. If you're an indifferent listener, if you're indifferent to anything, it just means you really don't care. You know, I'm indifferent. Maybe you're going out on the weekend and your friends want to go see a movie and you suggest different movies and they ask you, well, what do you want to see? You can, I don't care. I'm indifferent. It means you really don't care. They can pick. So hopefully, after you listen for a while, you'll find a group or two that you really like and that you're not indifferent to, that you really enjoy.
Give it a try. Listen, and who knows, maybe you'll form an a cappella group yourself one day.
Cool.
And make a ton of money. Okay, yeah. That brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's our all-English lecture today. We've spoken mostly in English today, if not 100%, so hopefully we've done our job, and the rest is up to you to interpret what you have heard today and improve your English listening ability. Thank you all for joining us. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.